in God's word here in Joshua chapter 8, in verse 30 and 31. I found this fascinating as I was reading this just in my daily reading. It's a fascinating little detail that I don't think is insignificant. We'll just read it. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. This is after the destruction of Ai and Jericho. So this is Joshua now building an altar. Verse 31, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones. I want you to pause on that and think about what that means and what the significance of that might be. An altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. What is this altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron? There's three very simple ways to apply this. This is an altar of whole stones. If you go back to where it's referring in Exodus and Deuteronomy, absolutely, Moses did write of an altar of whole stones. Exodus chapter 20, verse 25 gives us a little bit of helpful additional detail. Making an altar of stone, not of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. So that's a helpful little extra detail. We're polluting something as we apply our iron to the stone. So just a few ways to think about this, if I could. Number one, just a gospel application. You know, if we take this in the sense of the gospel of whole stones, and not allowing ourselves to apply the skill, the trade, the tools of human wisdom, ingenuity, preference, anything that is from man, which, by the way, is typically motivated to try to improve, isn't it? When you have an altar of whole stones and you want to apply iron to it, it's with a desire to improve. You want to make it nice. You want to make it sort of perfect, pretty. Shave off the rough edges, as it were. Well, the gospel does not allow that. And any tampering with, any applying of the tools of man, the iron of man, to the gospel of Jesus Christ is forbidden. So this is just a very simple application, isn't it? Where, and you have this today, where, you know, the gospel today is so offensive. It's so offensive today. Even just the reading of an Old Testament through the laws and through some of these passages in Joshua, I'm reading it with my family, it sounds so, it's almost like you have to help it as you're explaining it to your children. It's almost as if you have to do that because it sounds so harsh. I've mentioned this before. It sounds so unjust. You know, the world paints God as this wrath-filled, mean, capricious. He's anything but that. But what the world doesn't understand is the holiness of God and the sinfulness of sin. But the point just being, there's always this temptation to smooth those stones out, to just smooth the rough edges, take away the rough edges. Modern man can't hear things like this, the wrath of God. the sinfulness of man, sin, even hell itself, the punishment. It's very difficult for us to preach such things. Now, that's not our only message, of course. These are whole stones, meaning the whole counsel of God. But there's always this temptation, is my point, to, with the best of intentions, to apply man's skill to these whole stones. Isn't that true? Whether it's the gospel itself or worship, there's always this desire to make things better, make things more attractive, more palatable. And that is not permitted. What other way can we apply this? And I would say the second way, the first way is the gospel, second way is ministry itself. Ministry itself. You've seen this, I've seen this. And this is something that comes with great caution to my own heart. So as you know, we operate Sermon Audio, and I have a great sensitivity to this. Of running something like this man's way, with man's techniques, with his marketing techniques, with his gloss and with his glam, is the way I like to say it. I don't want that. Now, it's not to say we shouldn't be working hard and doing our best. So we're not talking about there's something inherently righteous or holy about being slipshod and just careless and saying, well, God will do it. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about importing man's methods to do God's work. And of course, that applies to the church, but it applies to ministries like ours. Or any ministry, anything that you are offering to God as a ministry. The temptation is to apply the iron tools of man, but they should be whole stones. We don't want gloss. We don't want marketing glam. Now, the third way we'll just apply this very simply is in prayer. These are whole stones, and there's a real temptation, I think, especially when you come together in a corporate prayer meeting like this, or any corporate prayer meeting, even in a prayer meeting where we were meeting last night with four people. It doesn't matter the number. If there's anybody within earshot of your prayers, the temptation is to apply tools and iron to make your prayers sound better, more appealing. Take off the rough edges of a heart that's exposed. And so we can be very guilty of praying to be heard of men. We're preaching in our praying. And the essence of these whole stones is gone. We have applied iron. And it might sound better. It might sound word perfect, grammatically in every way, it's perfect. We're not stumbling around. We don't want to stumble around, so we're gonna make it perfect, word perfect. It's just a caution us to be very careful that we're removing the simplicity and the purity of something with another thing which may be more perfectly fashioned, but there's too much of man in it. That's the burden of my heart here today. If you think of that word whole stones, whole is a very instructive word, little word. If you look it up, I think the Hebrew word is shalem. It looks like shalom. I believe it's shalem is the way it's pronounced. But that has the idea of whole, perfect. Okay, it's actually used here's the verse. Here's another verse that's used in this might be helpful. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. We've quoted this many times. In the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Same word. Whole stones. And we love that promise. We want that promise. We want to claim that promise, don't we? The eyes of the Lord are running all over the place, even here. Throughout the whole earth, this is part of it, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect. Now, this is not to mean perfection, sinless perfection. The idea really is that it's not duplicitous. There's not, you're praying one way, but really, it's just all talk. It's cheap. Talk is cheap. There's too much talk, actually. You know? You've heard of talk radio? Well, people like to talk, don't they? Whose heart is perfect toward him. It's not sinless perfection. We're not talking about that. Look, the fact that we can even pray is based on the perfection of Christ's righteousness. So that gives us even access. But this here is talking about our prayer life and God's answering, showing himself strong. He doesn't show himself strong to everybody, but on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. This is an altar of whole stones, the way I see it. There's nothing of man here. This is a heart that is pure and sincere and not duplicitous, not hypocritical, not like that man who went away from his prayer. Remember those two men that Jesus told us about? The publican and then that Pharisee. The Pharisee had a perfect prayer. They both prayed. And the Pharisee had a perfect prayer. But he was self-righteous. And it was the publican who barely uttered anything, stumbling, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." He just couldn't say much more than that. That man went to his house justified. This is what we're talking about. So when we come to pray even now, I trust every time we come to pray, this is how the attitude of the posture of our heart, at least what we desire. It might not be, we're not there yet, maybe. But this is at least what we desire. We want an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron. We don't want any iron. No tools, the gloss, the glam, the skills of man. We want whole stones, a heart that is perfect. Amen.